And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Indeed, it is I, Laura Lee Nye. And I'm giddy because I have two great guests here today. I've got Stuart Mattson, the departing director of our library. Boo hiss. And I've got Ben Hooper. And I'm going to let Ben give you his own title when we get real busy with his topic. And gentlemen, thank you. And before I forget, I already know Ben is going to have an exciting holiday time off. And so I wish you both a restful, fun, do something different time.
Well, thank you.
For Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
So, Stuart, we're going to start with you. Besides Stuart and I being almost neighbors, he's my personal librarian.
But I don't take away any fines.
No, I have to pay off if I do. But I say that because anybody that's had the privilege to interact with Stuart knows that he goes way beyond the extra mile. So, Stuart, the very first thing I want to ask you, why a librarian?
You know, it's a gift because I was a volunteer in the high school library in Illinois, and I finished my junior college, and I was heading down to Illinois State University, and I was like, what? What? I got to do something. I don't know. And I thought, well, I guess I'll do this. I'll do the library thing. And other than a little stint with the academic library, I just was so gifted to find this niche for me because, and it's all because of that.
Well, and you know what? You celebrate with the vests, with books all
you
over
bet.
Them and everything. Well, you did find your niche. So, we're delighted that you've been here with us in Prescott Valley. So why don't we start at that beginning when you came to us in Prescott Valley? What was the library like and how did you get that job? I hear there's a story at the very beginning about you and that job.
We had lived in the valley and we really wanted to get out of the big city, and Prescott Valley ad for a library director came up. And so I came up and I applied. And I always loved that first library had a great environment and atmosphere. There was something about the structure itself. And so I didn't get it.
And what?
Yeah. See, you weren't around yet, I guess.
No, I wasn't around yet.
So a year later, I saw it posted again. And what happened was the library director became the town manager.
Uh-huh.
And when that happened, I was able to apply again, and this time I got it. And as you know, I've been here 30 years. I had no aspirations to go that direction to be the town manager.
Smart man. So, tell me, what was the first building like? And for people who wouldn't have a clue, what was its location?
Well, it's about 4,100 square feet. It's on Yavapai and Bob Drive, which is between Robert and Navajo. And that was the town hall complex. There's a fire department there. And the buildings that were the town complex are now used for different facilities. The library itself is used for the child advocacy group.
Advocacy,
and,
yes.
So I came in May of 87. The town was about 5,000 people. And we had I had one employee. And now I have like 25 and 150 volunteers. We were all a family. The volunteers, many of them spent their holidays at our table. And we did fun things, picnics and all kinds of things that brought us all together. And they really helped us to provide what we needed to do for the service when we were only so small.
I'm going to ask you a real tough, and it's okay if you don't remember, how many books did that original library have? I guesstimate it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's probably 4,000 to 5,000, maybe.
How many do we have now?
I would say it's another guesstimate. I don't count everyone that comes in, but it's probably like 150,000.
Right. That's the point I wanted made.
In a relatively short amount of time.
So not only did we have the progression of many more books, it required much more space. So then you moved to the third floor of the town hall building.
Right. And you know, when you said about the space of that building, what we discovered was the patrons of Prescott Valley, the circulation level let us continue because they checked out enough items that we still had room on the shelf. So in 99, they built the Civic Center. And of course, we were gonna go along with them. I didn't wanna go. And there's it was good and bad. We needed more space, and we got more
desperately.
Space.
Desperately.
Yeah, and we got about 13,000 square feet there. And so we were able to spread out. But the downside of during that period was we had no physical identity. And that was a big growth period of Prescott Valley.
And that was 1999.
Right. And so people would go to Prescott, to the main library. And so, I mean, we still did okay, and we still had a great group of patrons and volunteers. But it was I didn't realize that was going to happen, that without that structure that said library, you would people that moved in wouldn't know we were even there.
Yeah, they drove up in the parking lot, and there was nothing to indicate.
Right.
There was a sign, but it was so darn small.
Right, right. And you know how we all are about reading signs.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, we got 1 minute before we have to wrap up. Tell us really quick what you think about the new building and forget about all the leakage.
I deny anything about what you just said. This new building, and Laura Lee's been a big supporter of it, they wanted the wow factor, and it's proven to be the case because I've had colleagues, I've had family from all over the country that will come in there, and it's, wow, Prescott Valley? Really? And so you accomplished it. Even though we didn't get an escalator, it's still okay because it would have taken too much space.
Right. Well, thank you for that, and I think I need to go to this now. You're listening to Talk the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA. That's 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hey!
Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year. Turn to the Daily Courier to help you make the most of this shopping extravaganza. The Daily Courier is huge, stuffed with over 30 inserts filled with holiday bargains for just $2. Pick up your copy early between 4 and 6 on Wednesday at Frontier Village Shopping Center or at the Daily Courier office in Prescott Valley. Bring 2 cans of food and get the paper for just $1 while supplies last. Planning made easy with the Daily Courier, available by 7 p.m. at all retail outlets.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles and Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
And we are back. And Stuart, I want to thank you for stating that I'm a big supporter of the library, because what you listeners don't know is we had our beautiful new library all planned, ready to go when the downturn of the economy hit. And most of the council said no. And I had many a hissy fit. And that's a fact. And thank goodness, between Stuart and other dedicated people and myself, that library was built despite the downturn of the economy. And we're thrilled. Okay. Now we know all about getting your degree. I want to lead you into some things. We want to talk about dinner in the stacks next.
We had such great fun. You know, I came out of the valley, and Phoenix Public Library had dinner in the stacks as a fundraiser. And even then, now that was 30 years ago, they were $100 a plate to fundraise. And I thought, well, we need to do this. Well, we did it in that little library, $5 a plate. And the friends of the library, the group that supports, we would do it on a Sunday. It would be after church, like 11 to 1. The one that I want to tell about that I think is so great is the board member on the trustees' mother was Jane Russell. Jane Russell, of course, is a famous actress. We were having a trustee meeting, and we were talking about, would it be possible if her mother would come, and that would help us, you know, get more people to attend. She got up, went out to the phone, called her mother in California, and she said yes, so on the we go. Well, we could not seat a lot of people. We had dishes for 100. The friends bought those. And so we had tables all over. I mean, we had them in the nonfiction and the children's and in the teen and in the little meeting room. And so one of the board members was a retired veteran, and through the National Guard, I believe, he got a tent. One of those big old canvas tents. I mean, it was good size. So we had tables in there. You know, Prescott Valley's a little windy.
Yeah,
wouldn't
think?
You know, that day when we were trying to do this, the tent blew down. We scrambled. We had to get people to leave when they were done. But Jane was such a hostess. She was going, and I'm telling you, these tables were as cramped as this studio. And she would go from table to table, and we had a raffle. And so she would greet everybody. She had her book. People could buy it and sign it. And she was really a gracious host, and so we did that until we moved to the Civic Center. And we did do it at the Civic Center.
We had one.
Yeah, and we had entertainment. We'd have the choir that Laura Lee was in, and harpist. And I'm sad to say that we just don't seem to be able to pull that together anymore. But, you know, it was just great fun, and people really liked it. And people that used the library came because they wanted to support it. So it was great.
Well, we have a lot of history that we won't have time for. So I want to get down to library usage. Let's talk some numbers. Just throw some numbers about our library usage.
Well, you know,
then and now, yeah, even if, again, right, it's guesstimates.
Well, I was just thinking, I think the monthly might have been 2,000 when I first came. And now we range from, I'd say, 35 to 40,000 a month.
Isn't that amazing?
We have usually about 25 to 30,000 visitors a month.
Mm-hmm.
Public internet, I can't remember that figure off the top of my head, but you know, that's been a huge, in my career, when I came, there was no internet, there was no computers. But we have a lot of people that use our facility every single day to connect to the world, connect to their families, look for jobs. And so it's been a wonderful thing to provide the public internet computers.
Which is the busiest department, do you know? Is it children's? Is it adult? Is it teens?
It's really still adult, really, as far as circulation is concerned. Mm-hmm. Children is close, but the adult side with all the and there's just so many different medias that people are using now that make a difference as far as the circulation is concerned, downloading books and so on.
Well, you know, your teen department is going to be, well, let me back up. We're going to have a 40th anniversary celebration of the incorporation of the town beginning New Year's Eve, folks. I'll be talking a lot more about this next month. And the library is going to have a Comic-Con. And we are so excited about that. And the whole area is beginning to get on board with this. So I'll talk more about that next month. But I want to thank your teen librarian. She just is an inspiration, and she's a very hard worker.
Oh, yeah. She, and they come up with, I don't want to say strangest ideas, but all kinds of positive ideas for programs that connect,
right,
to that age. And that's and the same with the adult services people. They do the same thing.
Well, we also have in the library a lot of art.
And that's through your commission, the Arts.
Yes, and through our Arts and Culture, yeah, Commission. So we have books, we have paintings, we have sculptures, we have a little cafe, and we have virtual reality. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that.
In the beginning, we had a whole room planned. That was our first plan. And it's too complicated and too long to go into now. But we weren't able to realize our regional vision. But we do have the ability for you to go in and have a virtual reality experience. So just check in with us.
And please try to do that by the end of December, because this unit is on loan from the State Library. And so there, it will go back. So come in. Let's see you.
All right. So what else might be going away soon? Is that the only thing? We have a lot of good things. What's your favorite thing happening there right now? Maybe that's a better question to ask you. I'm putting him really on the spot.
The most favorite thing that's going on now. I'm sorry. I just have to say the doors are open and people are using the library. It amazes me.
Well, if you hadn't come up with that, I was going to say the traffic. It's in and out, and it's buzzing, and it's busy. And it's like a social center for the community, and I think that's something people don't understand.
Well,
would you agree with that?
Yeah, and it just shows that, you know, first of all, I'm proud of the staff. They're doing their job, and people, the programs that they come up with, seriously, you know, they really, a lot of people attend these programs, and so that is, and then they see the library, and they might do something else.
Well, I'm very proud of our library. I'm excited that I got to enjoy 18 years of you being the director.
I didn't have gray hair and I was thinner.
Well, it's time for us to say you're listening to the Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And yes, we will be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, this is Luke Gettle.
And I'm Dustin Gettle.
We're the sons of the Gettle brothers. My dad, Ted, always takes us shopping around the holidays.
Well, my dad, Adam, dresses up like Santa Claus and surprises us.
Yeah, well, it's no surprise Gettle's High Desert Mechanical has been keeping people comfortable during the holidays since 1987.
You know what this means now, Luke?
No, what?
We're working while our dads are getting ready for the holidays.
Oh, brother.
That's them.
Happy holidays from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Nothing is more powerful than love when it's given away, which is why when you get a new Subaru during Findlay Subaru's annual Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to its charity partners, Meals on Wheels, the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation, bringing the 10-year total to over $115 million. And this year, there's a local charity that's close to our hearts at Findlay Subaru, Catholic Community Services of Prescott. Last year, Subaru and its retailers donated over $24 million. This month, Findlay Subaru is offering 0% APR for up to 63 months on new 2018 Subaru Outback, Forester, or Legacy models. Or sign and drive the 2018 Impreza for $185 a month for 42 months with zero due at signing, zero security, and zero acquisition fee. The Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Findlay Subaru Prescott and at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Because we're all in this together. Financing for well-qualified applicants only, plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fee. Lease for a 5D5 MT model, 12,000 miles per year. Bus to delivery by 11/30/2017.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Yes, and we're glad to be with all of you today. We hope you're listening, and we hope you're enjoying. I'm going to bring Ben Hooper on in just a moment, but I want to give you some facts about Prescott Valley that you may not know. Our median household income here now is $42,571. Now, how'd they come up with the one? I don't know. Our median age is 41.6. That makes us the youngest community in Yavapai County and growing younger. Our population is at question, but we're pretty sure it's at least 45,000 now, and we're going to be learning real true facts about that when the census comes up again. Now, why do I want to bring that up when Ben's going to be talking? Well, it's because he has to give all that information practically to almost everyone he talks to, I suppose, or some of it. So, Ben, tell us your title. Tell us what the responsibilities are, and what is the first thing you want us to know about those responsibilities?
Sure. Well, my name is Ben Hooper. I'm the Economic Development Coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley. And my primary responsibility is retail and commercial business attraction. And so my position focuses solely on that. But as a part of that work, I also collect a lot of data, like some of the information that you just read off, stuff that retailers and developers and folks mm-hmm. want to know when they're determining if they want to come into a community. I also spend a lot of time speaking to the community on shows like this as an opportunity to let folks know what is going on and answer people's questions, kind of educate the community yeah. on what economic development is. And you asked what is the most important or my favorite part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that I never forget who I work for. I might get my paycheck that says the town of Prescott Valley, but I know that is comprised of some 45,000 residents.
Right.
And I keep each and every one of those people in mind as I do my job each day.
And we like that about you. Well, to prepare for today, I looked up our town goals in our current budget, mm-hmm. our new 17-18 budget. And one of the interesting things that jumped out at me was that we, the town council, want to increase and diversify our economic base. Well, you're a big part of that. Mm-hmm. And we want to attract more diverse business that, of course, provides higher paying jobs. That necessarily wouldn't be your piece because mm-hmm. that's on another responsibility. And we want to refocus emphasis on implementation. We're calling it focus on success.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have to be aware of that. And if you're not, I'll make you aware after we're done. And what that means is economic development strategies. So tell us how you're employing your strategies, and I'll be quiet now.
Sure. Well, my main focus is to kind of look at the town, look at its retail and commercial mix as it stands currently, and identify areas where we're deficient in retail, and also identify areas of town that I feel are underserved in terms of the types of commercial services that are available for the residents in that area. And so that kind of helps me narrow down the field as far as what retailers I'm going to reach out to, what brokers I'm going to reach out to that act on behalf of those retailers, and what developers I try to target to bring in here.
Okay, to do that, you have to travel sometimes to events.
Mm-hmm. I do. Probably the primary event that the premier event that I go to is the ICSC deal making conferences. There's
okay.
one.
Okay, tell us what
one.
The acronym means.
Oh, ICSC is the International Council of Shopping Centers. They're the largest retail trade organization in the United States, and they have multiple conferences around the country. The two that I attend, one is in Las Vegas. It's about 40,000 attendees.
Whoa.
It's a national conference that's a chance to interface with developers and retailers from across the country. And then I've also attended the Western Dealmaking Conference, which focuses really on the Southwest and California. This year it was in Los Angeles. I attended it at the beginning of October. And that's a little bit more targeted. It's really retailers that are specifically looking to expand in the Southwest.
Woo-hoo.
And developers.
Opportunity.
Exactly. And developers that are active in the Southwest as well. So it's a great opportunity to interface with these folks.
So at either of those events, who did you interact with that you can talk about?
Well, I don't like to let the cat out of the bag. Of course, I'm happy to...
Well, I qualified it that you
right.
can talk about.
Right, right. Well, and that's, I usually don't talk about who I interact with, but I can tell you I've spoken with just about every major developer in the state of Arizona. I've made a touch with them at least one time or another. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken with different retailers, you know, but I don't want to, this is how rumors get started.
I know.
If I start talking about who I'm talking to, because sometimes our market unfortunately doesn't always align in the way that I believe it does.
And we don't want the jinx effect to hit.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, who do you interact most with locally?
Locally, there's some local investors that we have that own some properties in the area that are looking to be redeveloped. The one that comes to mind is the former Hagen's property that's down in the heart of Prescott Valley there near Safeway. I would say locally, it's our brokers, it's our business community in general, as folks have questions and they need different data points given. And I also interact as much as I'm able to with our residents. I'm always free to take your call or take your email if you have questions about what's going on. I can't always answer it, but I'll certainly reply. Give me a call, 928-759-3106.
And I'm sure people tell you, I want such and such, and I want it now.
They do, and unfortunately I can't deliver now, but I do enjoy, especially being from out of state, I do enjoy people's recommendations, because there's many times been retailers that I'm not aware of because they're regional or local or restaurants. So.
And where are you from again?
I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, that's quite a different market.
It was.
Well, he's got a learning curve and he's doing great with it.
Thank you.
Well, is it getting close to us signing out? Signing on or forward. You're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And I promise we'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You step into the shower to wash off the day when you find that there's no hot water. What do you do now? Pick up the phone and call RED Plumbing. This is Travis. It's always better to have hot water than to be in hot water. So when your water heater isn't doing the job, give us a call to let us do ours. Whether it's a repair or replacement, we'll get the job done. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. And it's great to have you back at Olson's. What's that you say? You love pets and can't wait for them to get into a picture with you? I think we can take care of that. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Every year for the past 31 years, we've brought Santa and good dogs and cats together for holiday pictures. Pictures with Santa paws are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we're really excited because Santa is looking the best he's looked in years and may even bring Mrs. Claus to help out. You just bring your pets and Windy View Designs does the rest. They work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. Great for Christmas pictures, and $5 per package will be donated to United Animal Friends. Santa will be sliding down the chimney at the following Olsons: Prescott on Saturday, November 25th, Chino Saturday, December 9th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 16th. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho.
The Arizona Cardinals are back in action at University of Phoenix Stadium Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Be a part of the Red Sea for this exciting NFL matchup.
Time for the Red Sea to get nuts.
Tickets are available at the Cardinals box office, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
It is deafening at University of Phoenix Stadium.
Arizona Cardinals football. Team is what it takes.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. If turkey, cranberry, apple, or chicken salad is part of your Thanksgiving menu, make sure they aren't part of a nationwide recall before serving them.
Yavapai County Community Health Services spokeswoman Terry Farnetti says chicken and turkey salad products are being pulled off the shelves at Trader Joe's.
They're recalled because they found some glass fragments, hard silica, or some other kind of plastic in the product. These things are probably pretty popular this time of year, and those are the three that have been recalled, and people can return them or just throw the product away if they have.
Farnetti runs down the specific products affected by the nearly 37,000-pound recall by the California-based Green Cuisine.
There's Trader Joe's white meat chicken salad with celery, carrots, and green onions. And there's a clear plastic Trader Joe's curried white chicken deli salad with toasted cashews and a Trader Joe's turkey cranberry apple salad turkey breast meat.
More information on the recalled products is available online at yavapaihealth.com. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
More than 100 military families will have a happy Thanksgiving thanks to some generous support. On Sunday, the Arizona Heroes to Hometowns organization again sponsored the Turkey to Troops event at the Prescott Armory, located on Heritage Park Road. According to Representative Larry Jacobs, military personnel were invited to pick up a food box containing all the fixings for a Thanksgiving dinner and a gift card from Fry's or Safeway for a turkey. Sponsors provided contributions to the service members. Volunteers who helped hand out food items to our troops included Prescott Mayor Harry Oberg, newly elected Councilman Phil Good, employer support of the Guard and Reserve volunteers, and veteran and business owner Larry Curell of Better Deal Printing. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. Taking a look now at your KQNA weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny skies in the forecast through Black Friday. Expect an overnight low of 40 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 75 tomorrow and a high of 77 on Thursday. 43 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 84 and a high on Thanksgiving of 85. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
Okay, Matt Keitlinger, please pick a category.
I'll take customer service for $200.
Working with one person from start to finish when buying a new Toyota four-wheel drive, domestic diesel, lifted truck, or sport utility.
What is courtesy auto sales?
Correct. Next category.
Customer service for $400.
Easy financing, and you'll always be treated with uncommon courtesy.
What is courtesy auto sales?
Correct. Don't put your next buying experience in jeopardy. Go to courtesyautosales.net. You're sampling
the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, everybody. We are back. And now I'm just going to turn Ben loose because he's a fountain of information and I want to learn right along with all of you. Go ahead, Ben. What do you have for us?
Well, I'll tell you, Laura Lee, my favorite thing to talk about is the new businesses and the growth that we see in Prescott Valley to increase the commercial options for our residents. And so over in the Glassford Hill Marketplace, and this is next to the Hampton Inn along Glassford mm-hmm. Hill and Center Court, there's going to be a new Dunkin' Donuts that is coming in. I know you and our town manager is very pleased that that's coming. And it's actually going to be a Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins joint concept.
I know. Double jeopardy. And I want to tell you why I said woohoo. Because now all the residents that have been bugging me for 10 years will get off of it.
Well, and then move on to a different thing that they'd like to see. I know. But, you know, they're hoping to break ground in January. The way that they build is three stores at a time, and they're finishing up some developments in the valley. They were hoping for more of a December even open, but unfortunately the shortage in the construction sector has just kind of slowed some of the stores that they're currently building down. And that is something that is really statewide and regionally wide. And so as you see, and you, the listeners, as you see buildings going up and it seems like they're taking a while, the reason is because a lot of the folks that worked in that industry back in 2009, mm-hmm. when the downturn hit, they didn't have work anymore, they had to retrain and reinvent themselves to find something else. And so it might be that your phlebotomist that takes your blood used to be in the construction sector.
And now the skilled labor is in Texas and Florida.
Correct.
Are we being troubled by increase of building materials, cost of building materials? Are we seeing that affecting when we go out for bids? Do you know?
I haven't seen it yet, but we will in the next couple of months. I mean, the fact is that there's just not enough materials that are being developed across the country, and they're going to get kind of sucked down into those areas as they repair and recover from the devastating hurricanes through there. And so it will result in an increase for a period of time. But I think that eventually they'll be able to ramp up production and meet demand, and it'll be a short-term issue. But again, it's something else besides labor that's going to slow things down potentially.
I have a hope that due to this downside, we'll have an upside and more jobs will be created because we are going to need more of those materials. I'm being a Pollyanna, but why couldn't that happen?
No, I think it will happen.
All right. Well, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, you didn't interrupt at all. And so also at the Glassford Hill Marketplace, we've seen two businesses that'll be opening shortly. The Premier Pet Hospital is targeting a December 1st open. I don't have an open date for it, but the Foothills Bank is opening a new branch in Prescott Valley. Both of those are going to be located in the Starbucks Plaza, which is out in front of the Kohl's along Glassford Hill. And we're also seeing a new restaurant open in that area. That'll be down in front of the Fry's next to Firehouse and Baja Fresh. In between there used to be the Christian Bookstore. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they did go bankrupt nationally and closed all of their locations. But that space was released to a local business owner. That's right. It's going to be called Casa Perez. It's the same. It's affiliated with the owners of the Puerto Vallarta Family Mexican Restaurant down in Dewey. Anybody who's eaten there knows how delicious that food is. So we're expecting great things from Casa Perez as well. And then the final store over in the Glassford Hill Marketplace is the Advanced Auto. That paused on construction for just a couple of months while Advanced Auto at a corporate level was working through some issues. But they've worked through them, and that is back on now. You see the sign up, the building coming together. I believe I saw a truck in the parking lot the other night that I presumably was unloading goods. So that's over in front of the Walmart on Glassford Hill and Longlook. And again, I don't have a specific open date for it, but judging from the look of it, I think that it's safe to say for the first quarter of 2018. So lots of good things happening there. We also have a really exciting development happening in the entertainment district. This is going to be located right behind the former Hagen's building, which will get repopulated with more retail or a good reuse. I promise that. But that project underway behind the former Hagen's is a 214-unit apartment complex that's being constructed through the Fain Signature Group and their group of contractors. And it will really just be a game changer for Prescott Valley to have about 500 people living in the emerging and blossoming downtown Prescott Valley core right across from our beautiful event center. It's going to be a fantastic thing that I think really will redefine our downtown area.
Who wouldn't want to be there? You get to walk to everything.
Exactly.
You get to be right in the center of all the excitement.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't complain about my 5-minute commute to work, but if things work out, I might be looking at something like that and shorten the commute down to a minute, you know?
I shocked my children last week, and because I told them I was interested in it, you should have seen their jaws drop. Mom! Okay, I interrupted
again. I think
it'd be
perfect for you, too. We also see some movement over in the Safeway Plaza on the former Kmart and the former Hagen's buildings. And so nothing is set in stone yet. I wish I could come here and say we're ready to move forward and have developers lined up that are ready to redevelop. The former Hagen's was purchased earlier this year by a local investor. It's being marketed aggressively by his broker, Dave Parker, who's with Goliath Realty out of Prescott. And they're, you know, about 45,000 square feet that they're looking to repopulate with, you know, ideally a retail use, but so they're entertaining other options as well. And I have very high hopes for that. The Kmart has taken a little bit longer. The lease that Kmart was paying on actually just expired this month. So it is going to be just a little bit of time while the sellers are a little bit more motivated now to dispose of that property. And so there are some developers that are interested and have been kicking the tires. I think that the most likely reuse is going to be have it be subdivided into a multi-tenant retail facility. I've seen some great Kmart reuses across the nation, as we are not the only town in America that is dealing with these vacant big box stores. This one's about 110,000 square feet, so it's quite large, but I think it could accommodate, you know, three or four different retailers. And I've seen some areas out in California and whatnot where they were repurposed, and the result was actually creating more jobs than what was created when it was just a Kmart. And so, you know, they are retail jobs, but somebody out there is looking for retail work and that type of stuff. It's not the high-paying jobs that the Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation works to bring
in. They're starter jobs, and we have kids and young people who need those jobs. Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, retired folks that are looking for a job to get back out into the market, you know, and just something else to be fun, a fun job for them. So I have high hopes for it. I really think that those two buildings represent some of the best opportunities in Prescott Valley. It is not common to have second-generation retail space available in Prescott Valley. I would say those two buildings themselves comprise about half of our vacancy rate. Part of the downside of it is they're so close to each other, they give an impression that is just not true. The reason that they're still vacant, I mean, there's several reasons, but one of the main reasons they're still vacant is because a lot of the retailers coming in prefer to have their own stores built for them, and so you see a lot of more build to suit going on. But these, you know, it's hard to find retail space that you can lease for something around $12 a square foot, and so that's why I really feel like these represent some just excellent opportunities. And we also see some some growth over in the Crossroads retail section, which we're quite happy about. Native Grill and Wings opened up last month, and I talked with the developer today, and as I understand it, they are doing very well.
Yeah.
Which is what we like to hear. We don't just want businesses in Prescott Valley. We want businesses to be successful. So
they
that is
have
fantastic.
Very good word of mouth. And in our area, word of mouth is what counts.
That's right. That's right. Well, and I think it's what people are putting in their mouths is what they're finding that they want to talk about.
You caught on.
And we also have the much-awaited, much-anticipated Chick-fil-A that will be opening in the first quarter of 2018. You see the building is almost finished. They're doing some of the touches on the inside and getting that ready. And so, you know, stay tuned to KQ&A and your local news
I have a 5-year-old great-grandson that has us all trained because he calls it Chick-a-fil. And if we don't call it Chick-a-fil, he corrects us.
That's just too adorable to even bother correcting. And the final business that'll be locating in Crossroads in the first quarter is K Jewelers. And we look to see them in the first quarter as well. So very excited.
Boy, we're getting uptown.
That's right.
But in the meantime, you're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at QKNA.com. And yes, we will be back.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and AC is at the right degree. Call Gettles. Their fourth generation heating techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Don't settle till you call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Cliff Castle Casino. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat Thanksgiving buffet at Mountain Springs with all the traditional favorites. Or a delicious holiday feast at Storyteller Steakhouse. And on Saturday, November 25th, when you earn 200 slot points, you're eligible to receive a quesadilla maker. Put a new spin on your Thanksgiving leftovers with this great kitchen gadget. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for menu information and promotion details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, we are back and we're going to round up here. We want to talk about shopping local. And then I asked Ben if he was willing to answer this question. How do you perceive our prospects for future business growth? And he's so brave, he said he'd take it on.
Well, as far as the shop local goes, you know, we're entering into the holiday season. This is generally one of the busiest, if not the busiest, retail season of the year. And, you know, I would just encourage residents, especially of Prescott Valley, to the extent possible, find your gifts and all through the year, find your goods and services in Prescott Valley. You know, remember that when you pay the sales tax at whatever store you're shopping at, whether it's one of our great locally owned businesses or a national retailer, that sales tax goes right back to help the community that you live in.
And I would like to make a point that a lot of our residents are confused about. We do not have a Prescott Valley property tax.
Correct.
We depend on the sales tax for everything. Now, you're going to say, well, my tax bill, I said, look at it carefully. It's like the county and places like that. Mm-hmm. Prescott Valley doesn't have a property tax.
That's right. And in fact, over half of our general fund is comprised completely of sales tax capture. So it's very important to keep in mind to the extent possible. And as far as the prospects for future business growth, you know, we are the largest community in Yavapai County. We're the fastest growing community in Yavapai County. And we're the only community that is actively growing younger. All of those are great metrics that speak well as to the future growth. There is a lot of retail that, as we continue to grow, will see us as a more attractive region. And I think that there is nothing but positive things that we'll see as the time goes on.
Well, I, of course, get excited when I moved here in 99 full-time. I had been here prior to that part-time. We had 15,000 residents. Well, now you heard me at the first part of the program say we have at least 45. We think we have 1,000. We're sure we have more. And we need to provide. We need to provide businesses mm-hmm. and shopping. And I thank you, Ben, for being here with us and starting to help all of that happen, because we are recovering from a downturn of economy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's painful to do that.
It is sometimes, but you know, I'm up to the challenge, and I believe that I have a great product to sell in the town of Prescott Valley, and so that you know, some of my work is done for me by just having a wonderful community that I live in and have the pleasure to serve.
Well, we'll just suck up to one another, because we're just delighted that you came out and you wanted to be part of this and that you're in that position. You're gung-ho, and you're delightful to be around, Ben.
Thank you.
I have a little something personal, folks, that I want to end on. I'm very concerned about our society and all the stress and some of the anger and unhappiness. So I want to close, and I want to ask all of you something. But first, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And I want to ask each and one, every one of you, please make a difference. Go out and commit at least one random act of kindness per day. You have no idea the impact that will be on you and everyone you are in contact with. One random act of kindness, please. And thank you all. See you next month.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.